This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Baby, I like you so.
Grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't.
Ah, the beef loser.
Not safe, but I never run away. Even when
Universal Music was very mean in that lawsuit.
Headlines here brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. People are mad at Tua again. People are mad at Tua. People are mad at Tua.
What did he do this time? People are mad at Tua again, dude.
Here he is. I mean, Tua out here.
Is he having fun again?
Too much fun. You know what he's
in
not?
In the offseason?
He is not.
But is he not allowed to decompress and have fun
from
before?
What is he decompressing?
For 7 months.
This is Tua Tagovailoa at Zed's at Palm Tree Club. I don't know. I'm not cool enough for this. That's down here.
You don't know where Palm Tree Club is?
I don't, dude. But there's Tua.
I have no idea where that is.
I will say, look, any place that there's a sign that could say horny people only,
yeah,
you're having a good time.
Ooh.
That's Zed, nice.
That is on the 79th Street Causeway.
Wow, wow. I don't know
Zed
why.
Actually has words in his music.
Question.
What does he sound like?
What is he supposed to be doing now? I would like to know.
He's supposed to be in the lab.
Working, dude.
Okay.
What was he
okay.
doing? What did he do last year?
So that's 8 to 12.
No way. You can't underachieve and go
Wait,
out.
I'm like here.
Technically, he didn't underachieve.
I'm
His hip just didn't
you,
work.
I'm asking it's you a question.
Yeah.
If he gets up every morning, goes and gets his work in,
yep.
it's the off season.
Yep.
Why are we making a big deal about this?
Two-a-days, dude. You ever heard of a two-a-day?
What if he did two-a-days?
No way. And still find time for Zed, then he's not working hard enough.
So in the off season, you're saying all athletes should spend the same amount of time they spend during the season preparing for football.
No, if you won the Super Bowl, you're allowed to chill.
No. You didn't answer my question.
Yeah.
He's giving you the parameters that he believes.
Every other person who did not take home the Lombardi should be working two-a-days, too.
Wow. Even Mahomes?
Really? And so my question is this. Is that if they get burned out midway through the season because they work too hard in the offseason, then what would you say?
Does that really happen?
I work too hard.
Your body needs, dude, it's a grueling season. Your body needs to decompress. How about this? You ready?
Hell of a decompression.
Let me tell you what I did.
When's his birthday?
Season ended in January.
Yeah.
I did not do anything until the end of February, beginning of March.
I think his birthday was like 2 weeks ago.
And for the first, when I got back to Florida, I literally slept for the first week. I didn't realize how exhausted I was. I just laid around and slept for almost a week.
This guy's season's like been done since January, though, Leroy. It's been done since January, his season. It's been done.
Okay. And so he's probably doing stuff in the mornings.
What's he doing? You know, getting ready for Zed concerts. That's what he's doing.
But like,
is Zed a person?
Here.
DJ.
I don't understand. That's no different than you telling Tobin he shouldn't take vacation with his family. He should be dedicated to this.
I am dedicated to the
No,
craft.
But you know what? Tobin is a reigning Miami New Times personality of the year 3 times.
And let me ask you this question.
Champion.
What's your excuse?
I need to be doing 2-a-days.
He needs to keep the lights on. That's his excuse.
Right. But I'm just saying I don't understand. Like, we go through this and we take athletes when they're in the off season, get on certain athletes, like, what should they be doing? You never have an answer for what they should be doing.
This is the only
without really knowing what they are doing.
This is the one thing I would say. I don't have a problem with Tua living his life and having fun, but it is the most partying we've seen him do ever in his career, because we typically don't see him out and about. And it seems like he's got a lot of snitches in his camp right now, because I don't think Tua likes that being out there.
Mm.
Like, you know who was there?
Who?
Braxton Berrios.
Well, at that. He's married to a famous TikToker.
You want to be in the same room as old Cheating McGee?
I'm saying
I get all of this, but you know, all athletes are doing stuff other than football.
Yeah, but I would say
I just saw a video of DK Metcalf playing basketball.
Yep.
Okay, I just saw athlete. Yeah, it's the off season, dude. You need to get away from it.
What's Myles Garrett doing?
Nothing.
I don't know.
Nothing. He just sold his soul to live in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing.
Josh Allen. What's like, Josh Allen doing?
There's a period of time.
Did you guys just see that clip of Jamar?
He's hanging out with his fiance. They're probably traveling the world.
Did you guys not see the clip this today from Jamar Chase's extension press conference when they asked him what he likes about Cincinnati? He goes, "You can stay focused." He goes, "I hate the food here."
Right.
Misses New Orleans. It's like actively telling Cincinnati, he goes, "You guys had to pay me more than anybody because I hate it here."
Mm.
Tua. And guess what? That also is fine, because guess what? Do you ever worry about Jamar Chase not doing his job?
No.
Okay, so whether he says he likes it here or doesn't like it here, the fact of the matter is when he gets on the field, he performs.
Never seen him at a Zed party.
But you know what
they
don't
have Zed parties in Cincinnati.
What are they? It's like it's chili cook-off every weekend for Joe Burrow.
Also, understand where you live. There's always something. So if he was at Formula One, would you complain about that? If he was at
because he has to kiss ass.
Miami Open, would you complain about that?
No, because he has to. Like we heard yesterday, like the Tungavailoa's. We're talking about a concert they're going to go to at Hard Rock.
Oh, another concert. Look at that.
He's allowed to go to concerts, dude.
He's allowed to.
Marco, so you guys accept underachieving.
I want him to be fat. Marco, I told you what I want.
I don't think Marcos understands.
He's mad at Tua.
How grueling it is physically and mentally.
Yeah.
For those 6 or 7 months.
It is grueling to not win a playoff game. It is grueling to underachieve.
Because they haven't won a playoff game. Hold on. Yeah. Let me see if I can get your logic.
Yeah.
Because they haven't won a playoff game
no fun
in 20-plus years,
yeah,
then nobody in the Dolphins organization should be doing anything fun.
It's not that nobody should be doing anything fun, but I think that the fan would argue, and he's even said this about himself, Tua, he's the highest-paid employee of the Dolphins, which makes you the face of the Dolphins.
Face of the franchise.
And while it's fine, I don't have a problem with it. We've never seen him party.
Belly of the franchise.
Very rare to see him party. And now we've got 2 party clips in the span of a week. And maybe he's having a birthday month. I don't know. Good for him.
Birthday month!
Here's what I will say. Here's what I will say, Leroy. It's a different day and age. So, if the Dolphins get eliminated in December, They're going to go back to that and say Tua had OTAs for Cancun. I don't make the rules. That's just what they're going to do.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I love Cancun as much as the next guy.
This is brutal. Like,
it's not brutal. Like, you know, like
it is. But what do you mean it's not brutal?
It's not brutal.
It's the offseason. Here, how about this? What if I were to say to you, I only play football when I'm getting paid?
You did say that.
When I'm getting a check.
Yeah, you do actually.
You did say that.
Yeah,
say that all stop.
That's why you don't play the Turkey Bowl.
Yeah, you don't run.
No. I mean, is that you do realize that most of the work that they do in the offseason is free. Like, there's no check on the end of it. There's no. You know, it's all
yeah, but like that's the semantics. Like you're a full time employee. Like I get it, but like you get signing bonuses, you get paid at different times.
Why are you changing the rules of sports?
Because like when you're when you're star of a football team, Leroy, let me answer the question. When you're a star of a football team, you're gonna get checks at certain points that are like in the middle of March. You get a roster bonus. Because you're that big of a star. Like, it happens all the time. Like, I get what you're saying. I know guys get game checks, but they'll also just have a check dropping from the sky.
And are we making the assumption, and this is what Marcos is doing, that Tua isn't working? Based on what he's doing one evening in South Florida.
Well, it seems like two afternoons.
Two of them.
Two afternoons. Okay. Afternoons. Okay. Who's to say dude's not getting up early in the morning and going and getting his work in?
All right, and who's to say he's not at Tootsie's at night? I don't know what, like, I can't, like, okay, I don't know what he's doing.
But you're making these assumptions.
I'm telling you.
And you're making these assumptions.
No,
and
he's not.
Work.
I'm making the assumptions based on what I lived.
When
the football season was over, there was a period of time during the course of the year, I had to get away from football and let my body heal.
Yeah.
Before I got back into it again.
See, but this is you're a hard worker and you're getting rest. If we look at since the last time this man has played football, he's healed up. He's good now.
You know what I've seen Bradley Chubb do this offseason?
How do you know he's not working though?
Well, I'm gonna need him to put a hype workout video.
Bradley Chubb is in a different category.
Why?
Because when you are hurt and don't play a season, you are required to do certain things in the next offseason.
He needs to get a hold of the narrative, okay? Because right now he's got snitches in his camp who are leaking videos of him partying his ass off. Okay. So I'm telling you, hear me out on this. They're leaking videos.
That could be anybody.
It was a whole promotion of Margs or whatever, which is Alex Earl. I'm looking at the video right now.
Who's that?
It's just Alex Earl is Braxton Barrios' girlfriend.
Oh,
she's the Earl of Sandwich.
We had Cheetah on our team and Cheaty. Now he's hanging out with Cheaty.
Who cheated?
Didn't Braxton Barrios? Isn't he promiscuous?
Well, that was before this.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But it's a bunch of videos of people. It didn't leak. It was just like a.
But here's the difference, JFig. Like, no one cares about Braxton Berrios, respectfully. Nobody cares about Braxton Berrios partying in the offseason.
Correct.
He's not the face of the franchise. He's not even on the team anymore.
Okay, so let me. I'm trying to wrap my brain around this.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what you're saying is this: if you're the face of the league, no decompressing, no partying, no nothing. You just be miserable in your house and work out.
No. What I'm saying is, if that's going to get out there, you need to put a hype workout video on there as well to balance the message. For example, I see plenty of adorable videos of Jalen Phillips going on vacation. But you know what else I see videos of him doing?
Grinding.
Beating science, dude.
Working.
Working. Hurdles. What was the last video squats.
Of him beating science?
This weekend. He put up a story of him hopping in the Dolphins facility. Then he was off to Tahiti or whatever.
Look at that.
But he was in the lab.
So he got one workout, then went to Tahiti.
Yep.
And the only reason why we're talking about Tua, because he did his fun in Miami, closer to home base.
Tua doesn't want that video out.
Jalen Phillips is going to Tahiti, so if he's not ready for camp, are you going to say probably shouldn't have went to Tahiti?
Yes.
You know what I don't know?
Yes, I am going to say
this
that.
This is crazy. What does one have to do with the other?
No going to White Lotus if you're not going to be ready for the season.
Wait, what does one have to do with the other?
It's a reward
what
system.
What does party?
Nothing. They're just hating.
I'm not hating. Oh, I'm really not hating. System. I'm sure. Look, I bet you anything. Here's what I would bet. Right? Tua Tagovailoa had a tough year. Got injured, stress, you know, but did fall, you know, get his well-deserved contract. Good for him. But he's also got two toddlers at home. And let me tell you something. Those are the grind years as a parent. Mm. I see probably a couple parents out there cutting loose on a boat, in the club, got to blow off some steam. Mm. But I'm telling you right now, that man has said he's very private, and he doesn't like who's snitching on his business.
Mm.
I'm not saying he can't live his life, but I'm telling you he's pissed off that's on the internet. There's no way he's not. He said he got pissed that people found out that he was getting married.
Yeah, maybe stop partying.
So what he needs to do is put a video of himself in the lab. I'm just telling you right now, as a consult, if I can consult Tua right here, I need a lab video. That's what I need.
Wow.
Need it.
Lab rat.
I don't know what Jalen Hurts is doing. I don't know what Lamar Jackson is doing. I haven't seen videos of Josh Allen. I don't even know what Patrick Mahomes
you know
is doing.
Why? Because Josh Allen lives in Buffalo.
Not good.
Not hey.
But he's got money.
That's fine.
Go anywhere. I don't know what they're doing.
I'm not,
I want to keep
and
it
I'm
that way.
Probably sure you're not paying attention to
five me. Rings in. That's when
100%.
We didn't see Tom Brady. We didn't see Tom Brady dancing in Brazil till five rings in. Five yeah. rings, then he was dancing on a
oh,
boat.
So five rings in, then you can dance.
No, it's not that. That doesn't have to be the measure. But I'm telling you right now,
all the NFL players who don't have five rings can't party.
That's not the rules, Leroy.
No.
Stop acting like everybody's got the same rules, okay? Just like Jimmy Johnson said, you know, he'd cut the third lineman who fell asleep in a meeting. He'd shrug Troy Aikman and wake his ass up. Different rules. He plays by different rules. Them's are the facts.
But what I'm saying is you're making the assumption that he's not putting in work.
I'm not falling for that. I'm sure that he is working.
But you know,
there's a lot of things that people have said about Tua.
Mm-hmm.
Working on that.
They've never said that Tua was lazy and didn't prepare.
And no one's saying that he is. But
okay, so what's the problem then?
Does
optics,
work,
dude.
Does
optics.
He look like he's working out? Where
Who
are we like?
Who cares about optics
it?
When the guy has never been known not to put in the work?
I'm telling you right now, dude. If Tua had his way, all right, if he could be like, do I want that video on the internet or could I erase it from the internet? He'd erase it from the internet because he don't want to deal with it.
Mm.
But that still doesn't take away from whether if it is or isn't on the internet, does he have a right to go out and have a good time?
More pump fakes, less pumping fists.
Look at that.
You guys realize that you have set forth a set of rules for athletes to live by.
More hard counts, less hard seltzer.
That you could not live by. If I put your body through what they go through for 7 months,
mm-hmm.
yeah. you ain't doing nothing right after the season for a minute.
He's had some time.
And then you get back into it.
He's had time.
Like,
you slept for a week.
If you're telling me that Tua's been known to be lazy and not put in the work, okay, maybe I would have a different opinion of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's never been said to Tua.
It's two in 2 weeks.
Mm.
Oh, in February.
March.
In March.
Yep.
In March.
Time to get after
when
it.
When is mini camp? May?
I don't know.
It's usually like around the first week of May,
mm-hmm.
and then another 2 months before the start of
camp.
What's
going to be next? The Kentucky Derby?
I just went to Jalen Hurts' Twitter. He was in the weight room today.
Was he?
Super Bowl champion.
Wow.
I feel like he's lying.
The lab.
He's lying. He's lying.
No, but you could believe
he's
it.
Lying.
I wouldn't believe that.
Wait. Where's Jalen Hurts right now?
He's in Mexico. No, I don't know.
And you know, Josh Allen is in a golf course, I saw.
Yeah, focusing, really dialing it in, you know? Just dialing it
really?
In.
Really?
Just focusing.
Is that a celebrity classic?
The swing.
Take
like,
a break.
Really? That could no. Before you leave, let me tell you about Liv. Mm. Maybe Tua will be a part of this.
Oh, I'm guaranteed.
Because right? You know and he golf? Loves the golf, loves the party. So guess what? That's right in Liv's window. The next Liv Golf event isn't just big, it's monster. Liv Golf returns to Trump National Doral April 4th through the 6th. And because it's at the Blue Monster, you know they're going big. Join some of the giants of the game in Jon Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, and more. They have huge DJ sets, epic street food, and ska punk legend Sublime headlining. I think that's on Saturday night. Grab your tickets now at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tools to beat you up if you say bad things about him.
Growing a lot with the deep balls, huh? Daddy loves you guys. Daddy loves you guys.
That's definitely what he would say on there.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not even a big fan of this music, and this intro was iconic.
It's all him, baby. It's all him.
Ooh. Little easy on that, buddy.
Less sliding, less sliding in the game, more slip and slide.
Ooh. Boy.
He has all the tools to beat you up if you say bad things about him.
I'd appreciate if you kept my name out your mind. Daddy loves you guys. Little easy on that, buddy. Throwing a lot with the deep balls, huh? Ooh.
Jalen Hurts has the tush push, and Tua just has you shaking your tush.
Tua actually has the prettiest ball.
Show me the money!
This is great.
Oof. Boy. Little easy on that, buddy. Daddy loves you guys.
You know, Ultra's around the corner. And who's going to be there?
Can you summit this?
Who's going to be there? Center stage from Alabama. Number one.
Patrick Mahomes has you work on your route tree. Tua has you humping a tree.
I'd appreciate if you kept my name out your mouth. Oof.
Holy people only here at the Zen Club.
Oof. Oof. Oof.
Joe Burrow is working on his snap count, and Tua's just got you snapping your fingers!
Christmas. I love Christmas. Boy. Oof. I'd appreciate if you kept my name out your mouth.
I can really do this right now.
I give. You guys have found
a... You don't let us have any fun, dude. You don't let us have any fun.
It's not fun.
You wouldn't let me bet on spring training yesterday. Fun. You wouldn't let me bet on spring training yesterday, spring and now training. You don't let me have any fun.
Here's what this knucklehead did. I'm going to the bathroom. Right?
The fact that he had to hide from
He hid behind a column at a kiosk over there, and then he comes back, got my bet in.
Yep. Still don't know if I lost or pushed.
Really? You pushed.
I bet I took him to win, though. No spread. You sure I pushed?
Oh, it was a tie game.
They didn't
How
win,
could you
though?
Lose?
Because they didn't win. I'm going to put it in the machine tomorrow. We'll see.
Okay.
And then I'm doubling down.
Oh, no. I got my 10-team parlay.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Is it safe to take all the number ones?
Yeah, I think so.
Men and women?
Yeah, that's safe. Yeah. It's not fun, but it's safe.
It adds up.
Quickly, a little road to repeat here brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Sam Bennett took a maintenance day today. A maintenance day for Benny. So that is your Cats update.
All right.
We will take a break. But first, if you guys want to go to Heat Hornets right now.
Yeah.
Caller number 9 to 305-567-0560. Caller 9 to 305-567-0560 is going to win themselves a pair of Heat Hornets tickets. Honk of your Hornets.
Yeah.
Sunday, Heat Hornets. Caller 9 right now to 305-567-0560.
I'd appreciate if you kept my name out your mouth.
50 amenities. Bum, bum.
15 minutes of heat here for you on 560 WQAM. Who won the tickets, Marcos? Who's going to Heat Hornets this weekend?
Oh, I got to tell you the name. I just forgot the name.
Deborah?
Congrats to Deborah. You literally could have just told me any name.
I know, but I want to be honest. I think it was Deborah.
Appreciate that. Heat are back at it tonight, 7:30 against the Pistons. 6:15 is pre-heat with Solana. Tommy Tighe will then get you going on the Miami Heat pregame show. And Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert will have your call from the Kaseya Center. It'll be boots on the ground tonight. If you guys want to say hello, we can weep together, but only where nobody's looking. Jaime Jaquez Jr. spoke at Shoot Around this morning, and he said...
No bubble guts this time, huh?
No bubble guts. And he said, the losing streak is actually bringing the team together.
What?
That's what he said, dude. Are you going to doubt what Jaime Jaquez said? Okay. Because that's what he said.
Okay, all right.
Now, I better not catch you on a boat, Jaime. Better not be on a boat. But it's bringing them all together.
What this is, I think it's really bringing us closer together as a team. A lot of times adversity can make guys point the finger and go in opposite directions, however I feel. As if we're really coming together and getting a lot closer as a team, just trying to find a way out of this.
What I would like, though, Jaime, respectfully,
yeah,
is if it could bring you guys closer to the basket and scoring, because it just seems like at any point that stops in the middle of a game. And so I'm glad that no one's pointing fingers. I'm glad that there's not any infighting. But win some games, dude. I don't know what to tell you. Here's a little bit more of Jaime talking about the losing streak and the struggles.
It is frustrating, but it's something that we got to continue to learn and grow as a team of how to put together a good full 48 minutes of basketball. You know, we have spurts where we play really great. We just got to let that expand onto the full length of a game.
All right. It sounds like a man ready for the losing streak to end.
Anthony, like, am I the only one that feels that sometimes they don't seem like they're aware of their situation?
I don't know if it's genuine or if their whole demeanor is just have the poker face. I don't know if they're all miserable in the background, but don't let them see that you hurt. I don't know if that's just what they're giving us.
When it gets to those critical moments, they play a different type of basketball. They don't run offense. Guys start chucking up shots. Like, it looks different.
Yeah, it's bad. Anthony Chang for the Miami Herald, he kind of breaks down where things are at right now with the Miami Heat's pick situation. He says that the Heat advances to the playoffs this season, its 2025 first-round pick would go to the Oklahoma City Thunder, a lottery-protected selection, the first one sent out by Miami in the 2019 trade to acquire Jimmy Butler. While the Heat's first-round pick this year would belong to the Thunder in that scenario, Miami would still have Golden State's 2025 first round selection as long as it's not a top 10 pick as part of the Butler trade from February. Also in this scenario, the first round pick dealt to the Hornets to acquire Terry Rozier through last season would still be lottery protected for a 2027 first round selection. The Heat misses the playoffs, it would keep its 2025 first round pick, which is currently slotted to be ninth overall, but would depend on the draft lottery. Since the selection is lottery protected and it goes along still getting the Warriors' top 10 protected 2025 pick, that would give the Heat two first-round picks this year. But the downside is that the Heat would owe a completely unprotected first-round pick in 2026 to the Thunder and a unprotected 2028 first-round pick to the Hornets. That means wherever the Heat's pick lands those years, even potentially the number one overall selection, would go to those teams. So, that is the conundrum that you're dealt with. One pick? probably like in the, it could be anywhere in their early, the late teens to the early 20s for the Warriors. But you keep your pick. Maybe that pick is Cooper Flagg. Maybe.
You're doing it again.
Maybe.
Koopa Loop.
Could be. Capture the flag. Could be.
Could
be.
Bam and Coop.
Bam, but it could not be. And yeah, then let's say the Miami Heat stink even worse next year. What if they just say, you know what? We're selling off. Now, I would say if you owe an unprotected first pick, I would say that, you know, they'll probably trade for Kevin Durant or try to or whatever, so they're not in that scenario. Maybe that actually lets me closer to Zion. Who knows? Who knows? But whatever the pick is, then in 2026, if they get both their picks this year, those rat bastard Oklahoma City Thunder are going to get whatever the Heat's pick is the next year. Yeah, the Heat could.
I hope that besides Cooper Flagg, how's the draft?
I think they say that this is a pretty strong top five. That everybody is saying, like these guys, the guys in the top. Now, don't ask me to scout yet. I haven't started scouting. I scout tomorrow. But they say that this is supposedly a good top five.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's always mixes, because I heard that this was going to be an awesome draft, and now next year's draft is going to be awesome. Everybody, we know that last year's draft was no great shakes. Everybody says that, and based on like the rookie class this year, kind of turned out to be true. This year, people say the top five is pretty good, but Cooper Flagg is like the bar none guy. Like, he is the dude. And I don't know about next year's draft, because I barely know about this year's draft. So why would I know about next year's draft? But they've said that it might be a better draft even next year. But it may not matter. Look, I don't think the Heat are out here. I don't think they're out here purposely tanking. I don't think they are. Right. I mean, it would make a lot more sense to what's going on right now if they were. It would explain a lot. But they've just been actively stinking up the joint since January. So,
yes.
You know, we got to keep that in mind. But the risk, of course, is you can basically, the way it would go is you lose your OKC pick this year. All right, maybe you weren't going to get Cooper Flagg. Let's be real about it. Maybe you would, though. but probably not. All right, so 15 goes to the Thunder this year. And let's say the Heat get 20 from the Warriors, right? Just throw a number out there, right? So you lost out on a number 15 pick, but you're going to get number 20. Adam Simon, go do your thing. And then next year, you got your pick. But if you lose, well, let's just see.
Would you rather have the two picks this year or the one pick?
Well, if we get two good picks this year.
Here's the problem.
We don't need that.
All right, here's what I would say about it.
Championship.
I'd rather have the two picks. Because if you have two picks, they're going to be higher. Well, next year,
the Warriors pick's going to be where it is. It's probably going to be like in at like, let's say, like 18 to 22. You know, it's probably going to be somewhere around there.
Yeah, but your pick is going to be top 10.
Maybe.
And the NBA does weird. You can't trade pick.
You can't do back-to-back years. Oh, you okay, buddy?
Trade on draft day. You can't trade.
No. You'd have to trade
for the rights.
Let's say you had a wink trade with the Pelicans, right? And be like, hey, who do you want? We'll draft them. You give us Zion. Something like that, theoretically.
You are just struck by, it doesn't matter to you. You all in the name.
And dunks.
So if Zion came here and missed the first 40 games, would you be upset?
Nah.
Why?
Because we're going to have some fun, baby. Let's go.
You're not going to have fun if he's not playing.
What if he does play, though? Counterpoint, what if he does play and he's an all-star?
Again.
No. You always do the negative. What would you say?
Then it'll work out. But here's the deal. No, you're... Dude, like, you got to stop this. You really have to stop
this. Why do I have to stop it?
Because here's what you're willing to do. You're willing to make an assumption on something that has never happened.
It happened the year before. He played 70 games last year. Got hurt in the playoffs. Little nicked
up. Is he injury prone?
Yeah, he's injury prone.
What's plagued this team over the last couple years?
Talent.
No. Injuries.
talent.
And so your answer
scoring.
To that is go sign an injury-prone player?
Very good.
I'm not saying he can't play.
Well,
I'm saying based on where this team and the situation that this team has been in, the last thing you should do is be signing a guy who's injury-prone.
It's the last thing we should do?
Yes.
All right.
That's Why would you keep signing up for the same crap?
It's another debate for another day, dude, but we got to go. Do me a favor, grow up before tomorrow's show, huh?
Okay.
Me grow up?
Yeah, you grow up. Okay. Just grow up for tomorrow's show, okay?
Why don't you go... you know what? I'm coming up with a new Celsius. It's called Reality Vibe.
Wow.
I'm going to send you a case.
What's your vibe? Peter Pan vibe?
Okay.
Lost Boys vibe?
What are we doing here?
Tinkerbell vibe?
You're about to get a finger vibe.
Wow.
Talk to you rascals tomorrow. Carl Weathers went to your high school?
Yeah. Dude, you'd be amazed. That little small school.
Did you guys play at the same time?
Nope.
Oh,
Butler can get the out of Miami, man.